have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Hi, this is Apostle Dawn Westbrook. Join me on Shabbat Saturday here at Elation Radio at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we Shabbat the Lord and declare the word of the Lord over your life for this hour. Shalom.
Hallelujah. We were created to worship. Hallelujah. Did you know that, people of God? I love, love, love this song. It is the theme song of this program. Amen. This platform. We were created to worship, and so we Shabbat him on Saturday on this station, Elation Radio. Revelation 4:11 says, worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. Revelation 5:4 says, and I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to receive the book, neither to look thereon, but glory to God. Hallelujah. It says in Revelation 5:12, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. Hallelujah. So I will call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies is what scripture tells me. Amen. So shall I be saved from my enemies. So today, every day, I will worship and adore him. I will Shabbat him. I praise him. I extol his name forever and ever, because great is our Lord and most worthy of praise. Amen. His greatness, no one can fathom. One generation will commend your works to another, Father God. They will tell of your mighty acts, according to Psalms 145:1. Hallelujah. We were created, people of God, to worship him. Because he created all things, and by his will they exist and were created. That is a fact. We were created to worship him. So we lift up our hands and we bless his name on today. He is Elohim, the most high God, El Elyon, amen, the God who is the first cause of everything, the source of everything, the possessor of heaven and earth, the everlasting God, the great God. He is Jehovah Jireh, the one who sees my needs, who sees your needs and provides for them. My God, today you should be stirred right now. He is Jehovah Rapha, our healer, and I am a witness. He is the great physician. Amen. He is the great specialist who can heal your dis-ease and your disease. Amen. He is Jehovah Sitkanu, my righteousness, and I thank him for becoming sin for me, for you, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He is Jehovah Makedesh, the Lord my sanctifier, who has set me apart for himself and calls me his beloved. My God, today we were created for worship. And we give thanks to the Lord. We call upon his name. We make known his deeds among the peoples with a resounding Shabbat here on Shabbat Saturday. Amen. Glory to God. Well, hey, this is your host of Shabbat Saturday, Apostle Dawn, and I'm already on 100, and that's what we do. Listen, there is a great shaking going on in the heavenly realms, people of God. Just look around you. As it is in heaven, so it is in the earth realm. So much is being shaken up. Amen. But we have been given the authority and the power to speak and say something to Shabbat, our awesome God, and encourage you, our listening audience, on today, this Saturday. Because this day, amen, this is the day that the Lord has created and made for you and for me, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm so excited. I'm so excited because today on Shabbat Saturday, we are honored to have with us Bishop-elect Elder Ernest E. Richard Jr., of Power to Stand Outreach Ministries, located in Marlboro, Maryland, amen, where he and First Lady Sharon Richard are driven to develop committed followers of Christ that will stand, hallelujah, in the midst of adversity and will be unwavering in their call to share the love of Jesus with others, in their families, in their local community, amen, and abroad. Bishop-elect Ernest E. Richard Jr. is here with Shabbat Saturday to inspire you, to encourage you, and move you in the realm of God's glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome, man of God. Are you with us?
The blessing of the Lord be upon you. We thank God for this opportunity to be with you. How are you today?
I am blessed, amen, up to the unlimited, amen, just realizing that our God is indeed unlimited, amen, if we will just tap into him, amen, who is the source of all things. And thank you again, man of God, for joining us this afternoon on Shabbat Saturday. I would ask you now, amen, and I know that there is a word in your belly. I heard you on yesterday talking about the Lord is our shepherd, and you had me running and jumping for joy. But please go forth and share with the Lation family and our listening audience what the Spirit of God has placed on your heart for his people. In Jesus' name, you are released to Shabbat the Lord and go forth.
Amen. We bless God for this opportunity and chance for the time to spend in your presence. We are going to do the best we can to not to worry your patience, but to bless your soul on every opportunity and every chance that we get. We're going to look at a couple of passages of scriptures because in this day and age, I believe in my heart that we are in a day and age where folk are apostating and moving from God instead of moving to God. And I saw yesterday, it kind of broke my heart to see this. I was in Wilmington, just outside of Wilmington, Delaware. I think it was Newark, Delaware, Christiana Mall, or whatever the name of that place is. It's a really, really large mall. And while my sister and I were sitting there, something broke out that a group of young men came flying past us at a high rate of speed, leaving the mall. A couple of them came back, and I heard one young man turn around and say, "We got to pull our wood together, fellas." And I don't know what that means, but this all I know is this Caucasian man with one of them big rolls of toilet tissue, you know, I think 12 in a pack or whatever, was walking out. And this same little guy, like half the size of the guy, walked up to him and literally struck him in the face. And I'm saying to myself, have these young people lost their minds? We can't figure out why police brutality is at the all-time high that it's at, and yet we got these young people trying to pretend like, you know, they have an understanding and they have knowledge and they have what it needs to get through and go through life. So I've got a message for the saints today because it's enough for us to sit here and do the Holy Ghost huckabuck. It's enough for us to sit here and praise God and speak in tongues. But my real question to you today is, do you have the right connection? I've got to ask that question. Do you have the right connection? Now, I want to go into the book of Colossians chapter 3. I'm also going to go into John chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. So let me read Colossians 3, 1 through 4 first, and then I'll go to John, and I'm going to come back to Colossians, and I believe I have at least 30 minutes or something to that effect. I'm not sure what kind of time I got, but we are going to work with the time that we have. In Colossians chapter 3, and I'm using the Amplified Classic Version. This has become one of my favorite Bibles to look into. It says, "If then you have been raised with Christ to new life, thus sharing his resurrection from the dead, aim at and seek the rich eternal treasures that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. And set your minds and keep them on what's above, the higher things, not the things on the earth. For as far as the world is concerned, you have died, and your new real life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in the splendor of his glory." Very quickly, I'm going to switch to the Gospel of John. I'm going to go to chapter 15, And I'm going to start reading at verse 8 from that same translation, verse 1, excuse me, from the same translation. It says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Any branch in me that does not bear fruit, that stops bearing, he cuts away, trims off, takes away. And he cleans and repeatedly prunes every branch that continues to bear fruit to make it bear more and richer and more excellent fruit. You are clean, you are cleansed and pruned already because of the word which I have given to you, the teachings I have discussed with you. Dwell in me and I'll dwell in you. Live in me, I will live in you. Just as no branch can bear fruit of itself without abiding in or being vitally united to the vine neither can you bear fruit unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever lives in me and I in him bears much fruit, abundant fruit. However, apart from me, cut off from vital union with me, you can do nothing. If a person does not dwell in me, he's thrown out like a broken off branch and withers. Such branches are gathered up and thrown into the fire, and they are burned. But if you have lived in me, abide vitally united to me, and my words remain in you and continue to live in your hearts, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you. When you bear or produce much fruit, my Father is honored and glorified, and you show and prove yourselves to be true followers of mine. Let us take this opportunity and time to pray. Precious Father, it's in the name of your Son, Jesus. God, we come before you thanking you, praising you, giving you glory and honor for all the wonderful works that you have done in our individual lives. And now, God, we're asking you to work on us, to live in us, to work through us, to use us for your glory. Father God, we desire to minister as unto you. Heavenly Father, we are incapable of doing anything if you don't do it through us. So, God, I yield these vocal cords to you. I yield everything within my being to you. I'm asking you to use it for your glory, God. I decrease that you may increase. We bind every deceiving, deceptive, disturbing spirit, anything that may try to come in and create an issue and or a problem. We stop it in its tracks now. We release the angels of the Lord to go forth and to dispel every force of darkness that may try to come in and hinder and block the progress of your people. Holy Spirit, you have the right of way. Drive right over them, Spirit, now. In the name of Jesus, we bind anything that may try to interrupt on the airwaves. God, we need you to have your way on this given day. And so we're asking you, in the name of Jesus, to minister to us, minister through us. Use us for your glory, for this is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Do you have the proper connection? Let's ask this question. But let's look at something that's a little bit more down to what we see on a common daily basis. You know, in life, we feel a need to be connected or feel connected to something that seems to use us. Something that seems to be inclusive in our everyday life. You know, having the proper connection, I need to point out, it often proves itself to be vital in the overall success of most of the more common functions of life. For example, let me show you this. You can own a brand new car, and it could be as expensive as you want it to be with all its fine-tuned electrical parts, its fine-tuned and extremely powerful engine, and with all the latest gadgets that you could possibly attach to that vehicle. But if the fuel line of that vehicle has been severed, cut off, or even broken, that beautiful car automatically loses its ability to come to life and will lack the ability to accelerate and move forward in its destination. Again, you can step on the gas pedal all day long, but without that vital connection between the energy source, meaning the gas supply, and all the components that work to distribute the necessary energy to the waiting conductors of that engine, whether it's the fuel injectors, whether it's the carburetor, whether it's the combustion chamber, or that severed fuel line will put the car out of commission and render that vehicle useless. It will render that vehicle out of service. It'll literally cause that vehicle to be dead, unable to perform its potential without power. Now, what I'm trying to say is that that vehicle, as good as it looks, will not have the proper connection to do what it was designed to do, and neither will it have the necessary ability to go where it needs to go. Another good example I want to point out very quickly is in the sports where, in the sports world where we have the head coach who takes the time to prepare a battle plan with all the intricate plays and designs to help lead his team to victory. Now, this man or woman in some cases in this day and age is studying his opponent's performances to get an idea of how to successfully attack and stop his or her opponents from scoring or having the ability to score. Now, if you were to remove all that well-prepared plan of the coach, that team with all its athletic superstars and its poised position specialists would be in utter chaos and would have no clear direction as to how each player should act and or react as to where they should go or what they ought to be doing. That those same principles apply to the use of electrical appliances and even machinery. As long as those appliances or that machinery is properly connected to a viable energy source, they have the potential and ability to perform and function in their proper capacity. But if you were to unplug them from their power source, you would quickly realize that that product is no longer in service, no longer has the power or the ability to do what it needs to do because of the sudden disconnect it experienced when it got unplugged from its power source. Now it lacks the ability to function, and whether for distribution, for leadership, or power in life, it becomes very clear, beloved, that connections are vital. And if there's going to be any level of success in our day-to-day walk with the Lord our God, we have got to have a level of connection. Let me just tell you a little bit about the book of Colossians before I move on, because I'm trying my best to get to John. That's really where the meat of this word is going to come from. The book of Colossians, you got to understand, is a book that actually speaks of the proper way to be connected to our ultimate power source in life, meaning being connected to God our Father through his son Jesus Christ. Now, Apostle Paul never actually got the opportunity to go visit the church at Colossae, but he was able to communicate though he was in prison. Paul found himself combating false teachings which had crept into the church and was infiltrating the church. The problem was this thing called secularism, which is better known today as worldly wisdom. This mixed up massive mess back in Paul's day consisted of the combining of ideas from other philosophies and religions with Christian truths. The resulting heresy was looked upon and said to be philosophical scholars, was said to be philosophical to some scholars as special knowledge, but it literally denied the power of God. It literally denied the deity of Jesus Christ. And Paul used this opportunity to stress the deity of Christ and his connection with the Father and his sacrificial death on the cross for your sins and for my sins. Now, beloved, understand, eternal life comes only through Jesus Christ by faith. It also is through connection with Christ that we possess the power to stand in the face of adversity. When we rise and find ourselves in situations, we understand how to rise above those situations. We understand how to rise above those circumstances. We know how to rise above our troubles, our trials, our tribulations, because we are connected to the source. We understand that it's in him that we live and we move and we have our being. We understand that Jesus Christ is the head and we make up the body. We understand that that same power that raised Christ from the dead has the ability to raise up our mortal bodies. We understand it by sending the Holy Spirit, which he told us in Acts, the first chapter and verse 8, he says, but remain in Jerusalem until you've been endued with power from on high. That's verse 7. But verse 8 says, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, unto Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the world. Somebody's got to understand that when you are connected to the proper source, that is to God the Father through his Son Jesus, who sent the Holy Spirit, you now have the ability to tell somebody about a man from Galilee that came through 40 and two generations and stepped down into the womb of a young virgin girl and began to take on the 9-month gestation period. You'll be able to tell them that somewhere around age 30, he began his ministry when he took his first script, his first scroll, his first Bible, and stood up in that synagogue and said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach to the poor and to bind up and heal the brokenhearted, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. You would understand that this same man went through healing the sick and raising the dead and opening blinding eyes and turning water into wine. You'll understand that this same man got up, stood up, went up, and looked up in the middle of a storm and spoke 3 words when he said, peace, be still, and made the wind go back into its chamber and made the sea lay down and pull the covers back over him. You'll know we're talking about this same man who had to stand before Pontius Pilate and other officials and went through a 17-point kangaroo system and had to be beaten on his back and bloodied to the point where nobody could recognize him, then hung up on a cross suspended between heaven and earth. But on the third day after he died, the Bible says this same man rose. I'm trying to help somebody understand, you got to be connected to the power. With Christ, you possess the power to stand in the face of your troubles, your trials, your tribulations. You got to understand, beloved, the world is full of voices that are designed to box you in, to convince you that their way makes the most sense. I read somewhere in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 1 where it says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they be of God. And simply put, Paul is saying, don't believe everything you hear. Or excuse me, James is saying, don't believe everything you hear. Check it out for yourself. If it lines up with the truth of his word, then go with it. But if it doesn't line up, don't bother with it. You see, for years, the world has been feeding us much false information on such things as when the earthly life that we deal with comes into fruition. The world has been feeding us false information on such things as when earthly life was said to be coming to an end. Many of y'all have to go back in history. Do you remember Y2K? The world was supposed to end. Well, here we are. Here it is, 2022. We are still here. Analysts speculated that the entire computer network would crash and come down somewhere around 2010. Well, there were some minor problems, but nothing about what they talked about. And please, let's not forget, just 2 years ago, the world was supposed to be supposed to have clear vision. We're supposed to clearly see what the plan and the purpose and the will of God was, but because of excessive worldwide disobedience, God allowed our vision to become a year of blurred vision. My point to all that is simply this. All of these man-driven predictions had significant events in them, but none of them lined up with Scripture. Do you have the proper connection? You don't have to be Miss Cleo and try to predict somebody's future. You don't have to be Nostradamus and try to predict what the world is going to do and where the world's going to end up at a certain time. If you are properly connected like the sons of Issachar, you can understand where God wants to take us and what God wants to do with us. Now, when we look at the Gospel of John chapter 15, verses 1 through 8, and it has to, it John 15, 1 through 8 has to say to further answer the question, do you have the proper connection? Here it is in a nutshell. If you've got the proper connection, you will understand who the connector is. Jesus is that connector. After all, he says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Understand how a vine works, beloved. I know I'm not a farmer. I've never grown grapes a day in my life. I've always wondered at how these vines can just stretch for so many miles in some cases and just wrap around stuff and just from one single branch just extend the way it extends. But it better helps me understand what the Lord is saying here. He is the conductor of your miracles, signs, and wonders. He is the conductor of life eternal that flows through you because you've surrendered your heart to him. He is the reason why you are in this race called human to begin with. He's the reason why you've been brought back to a loving relationship with the Father. He is the one that brings you from your world of sin back into the world of light. Jesus is the one that brought you out of darkness into the marvelous light. It was Jesus, your mediator, who brought you back into right fellowship with the Father. He is the true vine. God is the husbandman. And let me tell you as a footnote, the grapevine itself is a single prolific plant that has the ability that even though it's a single vine, it supports numerous branches. This kind of blew my mind just a little bit. When you look at the support system that God provides you and you read about it in this 15th chapter, you can see that Jesus is the true living support and nurturer of all who live godly. Next, we see God as the husbandman, or if you want to use another word, God is the caretaker of the vine, and when we are then there, the branches, and all of us who claim to be followers of Jesus Christ, notice that there are two types of branches that are attached to this particular vine with two different meanings and two different ways of pruning and two different ways of maintaining the overall health of this vine that nurtures and supports. The fruitful branches are those believers who, by their living union with Christ, go into the world and produce fruit for the Spirit of Jesus Christ. You can clearly understand why they have such love. You can understand why they have such great joy. You can understand why they have a peace that passes all understanding. You can understand why they've developed such a patience. You can understand why they have such goodness. You can understand why they walk in faithfulness. You can understand why they have that level of self-control. You can understand why they can be kind when everybody around them is being mean. You can also understand that they are the benchmark or the attributes of our Lord. These are the fruits that come from that vine. We have to understand that these branches come into full bloom, and they literally end up ripening at the right time. And they're always ready to be picked because they're securely connected to the source. Their fruitfulness, the fruitfulness, or those branches that have fruitfulness are branches. They're the ones who have turned their back from following the world and decided to follow Christ. But now let's go to the flip side for just a minute as I'm about ready to try to start bringing this thing in just a little bit. We talked about the fruitful. Now let's talk about the fruitless. There are a lot of folk who are out here that say that they are saved. They say that they are sanctified. They say they are Holy Ghost filled. They say they are fire baptized, but if you looked at their fruit, it has no bearing on anything that they say with their mouth. You can say a lot of things. I could say I have 100 oil wells, but physically speaking, if you can't see even one oil well, the first thing you're going to say is that I lied. The fruitless branches are those who have turned their back from following Christ after having made a superficial commitment with no real foundation to build upon. And if you notice, Jesus in verses 2 and 3 of the 15th chapter of John makes a clear distinction between the two types of pruning processes that will be used to improve the productivity of those vines or those branches that are fruitful. Some branches literally will be cut off and Beloved, I've got to say this, and I'm saying this as much as I know how with everything within me. Don't be one of the vines that literally get cut off, meaning you get separated from the Lord Jesus Christ. Some of you think you're going to be able to survive when you go to hell. I've heard some people say, when I go to hell, I'm taking a six-pack with me. Baby, the six-pack will explode as soon as you get to the entrance of the gate. Hell is not a place of joy. Hell is not a place of pleasure. Hell is not a place where you're going to just sit back and lay down and catch a suntan. Hell is a place of torment. Hell is a place of pain. Hell is a place where you will never, ever, ever at any point of time feel any kind of comfort. You will always be in a hurt situation. And because of the fact that you separated from the God of your salvation, I'm talking to you, Mr. Backslider. I'm talking to you, Sister Backslider. Return thou unto the Lord before it's too late. While you got breath in your body, you still have opportunity. While there is breath in your body, you still have a chance. While there is breath in your body, God has given you an opportunity, but a time is going to come when God's extended grace to you is going to run out. The Bible clearly says that to every man there is an appointed time to live and an appointed time to die. I like what the writer of Hebrews said, where he says it's appointed unto man who wants to die. After that, the judgment. I need you to understand, those of you who have walked away from the Lord, who are not teaching your young people about the principles of hope, holiness, who are not taking the time to share with your young people what it means to live holy. For those of you who are not taking the time to share with your young people what it means to live saved. For those of you who are not taking the time to teach your young people what it means to have to suffer for the sake of Jesus Christ, God is holding you accountable. Some branches are going to be cut off, primarily because they've proven themselves to be worthless. And if allowed to remain attached to the vine where the fruitful branches are, they can become infectious to the rest of those producing branches. The second type of pruning that's done to the productive branches is a simple cutting back, or to promote more effective growth. You know, sometimes you'll find yourself being disciplined by God. And how many of us know that God sometimes has to discipline us to strengthen our character and to reignite our faith? Listen, if you ever get a chance, go into the book of Hebrews, chapter 12 and verse 6. It says, whom the Lord loves, he chastens, meaning he actually disciplines and scourges, and he whips with love and not in anger for every son whom he receives. And if you endure the chastening of God, God is dealing with you as a son. Tell me this, here's what the scripture says, for what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? But if you be without chastisement, this is the word of God. I didn't make this up. This is what the word says. If you be without chastisement, where, you know, you are not a son, but basically the Bible says you are a bastard. And the word bastard simply means you are an illegitimate child. You have to be with chastisement. If you're without it, where all are partakers, then being a bastard means that you do not belong to God the Father. You are not his son. You are not his daughter. Hell no, we've got to make some distinctions here. Somebody said we are all God's children. No, that is not true. What is true is that we were all born in sin and shapen in iniquity. Sin caused us to be separated from our God. And it wasn't until God allowed us to come back into the fold through Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10, starting at verse 8, it says, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee and even in thy mouth. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shall believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead. The Bible says that. Pastor Richard never could say this. The Bible says thou shalt be saved. End of story. There is no other way. And if you do not allow God to correct you and to get you on the right track and push you on the right course, I don't know about you, but if I keep doing my fasting, in hell I will lift up my eyes. I remember reading out of the book of Matthew chapter 25, the story of the five wise and the five foolish virgins. The five wise made preparation to go when the bridegroom came, whereas the five foolish failed to make preparation. And when they went into the marriage supper, the five wise that were ready went in while the five foolish tried to get themselves together. There's another parable in that same 25th chapter that talks about the parable of the sheep and the goat. You understand that the sheep, because they fed the hungry, because they clothed the naked, because they gave bread to those that needed food, because they made themselves available to those that were hurting, because they visited in the hospital, because they visited in the prison, because they had compassion on the men and women who were out there for them to minister to, the Lord said to them, enter thou into the joy of the Lord. But to the goats he said, depart from me. I never knew you. What that really means is we never had fellowship. We never spent time together. You don't know anything about me. You used my name to hustle somebody. You used my name to cheat somebody out of money. You used the name it, claim it, grab it, blab it method to try to extort money out of my people. You treated my house of prayer like it was a house of merchandise. We never had any kind of connection. Get out of here. And that's what he's saying. You don't belong to the family of God. You're not sons nor daughters. You're bastards. That's the word. Paul's message to the church at Colossae serves as a warning to all of us who should not be intimidated by false human philosophies and ideologies and legalisms. We should not be falling for mysticisms or any other foolish man-made over-traditionalized mechanism or gimmick that tends to hold us hostage and to bound us to that which is contradictory to the truth of the word. If you are properly connected, you will not have to jump through those traditional hoops. Neither will you have to work to please a man or to satisfy their scholastic greed. So you can plaster your wall with 100 papers that says you have this, you have a master's degree, you have a bachelor's degree, you have an associate's degree, you have a doctor of divinity degree. But they have, those degrees do not have the ability to heal. Those degrees do not have the ability to set free. Those degrees do not have the ability to break chains. Those degrees do not have the ability to destroy yokes. Beloved, if you're properly connected, all you have to do is hold fast to God's unchanging hand through Jesus Christ, in whom we have been made complete according to Colossians 2:10. Now, everything you will ever need in this life has already been supplied, in case you didn't know. If you've already been properly connected, or if you're in the process of properly connecting, you'll meet those requirements and responsibilities that come with connection. Nobody just said, somebody may have said in their spirit, and I'm going to close with this, what are you talking about? Let's make it simple as I close. Jesus gave a command to his disciples to go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe whatsoever he's commanded. And if you have a proper connection, that means that you have the assurance that Jesus is going to be with you always, no matter where you go, no matter what you go through. If you're dealing with mental anguish, if you're dealing with heartaches, if you're dealing with harsh people, his word will remind you that he will give you perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. If you're dealing with financial difficulty, he said he would supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Last time I checked, my Father God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. Last time I looked in my Bible, I found out that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Last time I paid attention to what the word said, I found out that the blessing of the Lord, it makes one rich and adds no sorrow. That means it's a source of wealth, and it will not cause you to become sorrowful because of the wealth that God would allow you to accumulate. Now, I've got to throw this in there, too, because too many of us think that God is just going to hand us money hand over fist. No, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of its righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto you. You can have the honor. You can have the wealth. You can have the riches. You can have the prestige, but you have got to have Jesus first. The word says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou wouldst prosper and be in health as thy soul prospers. You've got to realize and recognize that God's way is the best way, that God's way is the right way. I'm going to ask you again, but before I do, I want to ask you this. How do you expect to walk in the blessing of the Lord if you are not properly connected to him through his son Jesus? If you've never been connected to God, and I'm talking about through the salvation plan that God has laid out, because you think you're a genuinely good person, because you came to Jesus according, but you did not come to Jesus according to the word of God, my friend, you have the opportunity today, here and now, to be properly added to the family of God. Some of you have disconnected. In other words, you turn into backsliders. You walked away from the Lord. You're so wrapped, tied, and tangled in the traditions of and the rudiments of this world. I know I'm from the old school. When I go to church, I like to dress up, and now we're dressing down, but I've got to address this. I'm trying to close Apostle Westbrook, but the Holy Spirit won't let me close just yet. For you young ladies going to church with your cleavage hanging out, we can almost see your areolas. I'm going to talk plain to some of y'all right now. I don't want you to miss this. Some of your areolas popping out of the top of your top with your cleavage mountains coming over. Some of you sitting down with a skirt that stops at your waist looking like your baby sister's dress clothes. And we're looking straight at your little bloomers that's coming out from underneath. My dear sister, the Bible says dress modestly. Men come into church with these skinny jeans on and you can see the imprint of their weapon of mass destruction. My brother, you need to change the way you dress, because we're supposed to be moderate. We're not to bring attention to ourselves, but we're to bring attention to the word of Almighty God. Some of us have disconnected ourselves because we felt like we were forced to go, and we never got the full understanding of what real fellowship is supposed to be. We had relatives who consistently showed us the dark side of what they called Christianity. Time to know Jesus for yourself. My question to you today, do you want to be connected to God through his son, Jesus Christ? If that's you, today is your day. Don't let this moment pass you by. It's relatively easy and it's relatively simple. All it takes is mustard seed faith, a pinch. If you were to put your thumb and your first fingers together, it takes that much faith to be connected to the God of your salvation. God wants a relationship with you. God wants to live in you. God wants to grow with you. God wants to share with you. God wants to reveal some things to you. God wants to take you to the destination that he designed for you. Where you are right now is just a stepping stone to where God wants to take you. You have not reached the pinnacle of where God wants you to be. Understand this. A lot of us make plans, but don't you understand that God will alter your plans to lead you to his purpose? I hope you understand that. I hope you realize that. Yeah, go ahead and make your plans. And if they don't work, go back and ask God why. He'll just simply say, because that's not what I had for you. And see, sometimes we think when we lose things, we've lost everything. No, sometimes you have to lose little to gain much. Yeah, I'll say it again. Sometimes you have to lose a little to gain much. You're so busy hanging on to that little raggedy relationship with that guy who has no intention of marrying you. He's going to tie up 10, 12, 14, 15 years of your life, and you're never actually going to get that ring. And the minute his Miss Right shows up, he's going to leave you hanging high and dry like the Sahara Desert, and you're going to be brokenhearted. You're going to be bitter. You're going to feel like you want to hurt somebody. Baby girl, don't wait on him. If he's got no ring, stop giving him that thing. If he don't want to wed, stay out of the bed. Listen to me. I know what I'm talking about. Come on now. It's time for you to grow up in Christ. It's time for you to get deep-rooted. It's time for you to get connected to the source. The Spirit of God wants to speak to some of you that are listening to me right now. Some of you that may even be watching, I don't know where you might be watching at, but God wants to talk to you. He's got some things he wants to share with you. There's some places he wants to take you and some things he wants to do with you. God has anointed you for such a time as this. And like the sons of Issachar, because you understand the times and you understand the seasons, God is now ready to move you forward. But as long as you allow the rudiments of this world to distract you, let that man distract you or that woman distract you or that job distract you or whatever it is that's taking your focus and attention away from the Lord Jesus Christ, you ought to be asking God for more. And when I say more, it's an acronym, M-O-R-E. Ask God to multiply you so you can do more. Ask God to help you live in the overflow so that you can give more. Ask God to help you to reproduce after your own kind so that you can plant that much more seed. Ask God to make you effective in an unaffected world, effective in an affected world. What does that mean? If you go into an affected world, a world that's affected with sickness and disease and poverty and every negative thing, when you come into the presence of people, they will understand why you're there. They'll know why God sent you. God is just simply saying to somebody, come on, I need you to come. I need you to make your way to me right now. Come, come. I need you to come. Bring me all your worries. Bring me all your cares. Bring me all your heartache. Bring me anything that's bothering you, anything that's troubling you. Just come. I need you to take my yoke upon you. I need you to come and learn about me. You'll find out that my yoke is easy. You'll understand that my burden is light. Just come. Stop worrying about what people are going to say. Just come. Stop wondering how this is going to turn out. You come by faith. You come. I'll show you who you are. I'll show you the greatness that's in you. I'll show you what it is that I can do with you. I want to show you, but you got to come. Come. Let me properly connect you to my Father in heaven. Come. Whew. The time has come for us to make a decision. And some of us, although we're here today, you can hear my voice today. You're not guaranteed to see tomorrow. I know the Bible says with long life, he's satisfied to show you his salvation. That belongs to the children of God. That's our heritage. That's our promise from God as his children. And should we be cut off suddenly, inadvertently, believe it or not, we'll wake up on the other side. In the bosom of our Father, sleeping in the bosom of Abraham. But should you leave the face of this earth, having not received and accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, in hell you will lift up your eyes. That's pretty simple. Pretty simple. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you. Apostle Westbrook, I turn it back into your hands.
My God, today, man of God, hallelujah. People of God, do you have the right connection? Hallelujah. Take it from 1 Colossians 3, 1 to 4, John 15, 1 to 8. Go back and read that word again. Amen. Because you're so right, man of God. People seem to feel the need to be connected to the most common factions of life, those things that are familiar. Amen. My God, today. I believe that we, not all of us, but some are a crowd so steeped in their culture and their religion, are spot on. They cannot discern, and discernment is so important right now in understanding who and what we should be connected to. You will not have the proper ability to connect to the source if you don't know where to go. The man of God admonished us. The apostle admonished us in the word. The night is far gone. The day is at hand. My God, today, discern and listen for his voice, people of God, to know what he would have for you to do, where to go, and what is happening around you. Because certainly, without the Holy Spirit, without a relationship, without that intimacy, hallelujah, you have no strategy. And being properly connected to the power source, you have to have the ability to discern and know who you are connected with. What vine are you connected with? My God, today, because you said, men of God, there's so many voices in the land. How will you know how to perform effectively? This is the time, amen, to know the season for every work, for every action under the heaven. Amen. Glory to God. Being connected to the source, our Father, the Holy Spirit, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father through his Son, Jesus, who is the head of all things. You are nothing, people of God. You do nothing. You know nothing apart from the Father. And the question that was posed to us, do you have the proper connection?
Yeah.
When you get to a place that nothing else matters, I decree and declare, pick yourself up.
Yeah.
Pick yourself up and get connected to the true vine as the man of God implored. I could hear, hallelujah, the fervency of the Spirit of God in his voice. Get up, stand up, rise up, hold fast, as he said, people of God. Because when God calls you and you respond, he chooses you for kingdom work. Amen. They that God has ordained and anointed for ministry purposes are connected not just to create things and do things for themselves or to act like they are so busy about nothing. Hallelujah. Our lives, Bishop elect, our lives will speak for itself, and the fruit is evident, as you said. When we are connected and on the battlefield, don't worry about those folks who try to speak bad against you to make themselves look good. It is just a sign that they are doing anything and everything for themselves, but not for the right motivation. Amen. Because when you are really busy, when you are really busy, and man of God, I know that you will concur, when you are really busy, just like Nehemiah, when you are really busy, you don't have time to talk and respond to foolishness. When you are really connected to the source and busy doing kingdom work, my God, today, we must work the works of him who sent us as long as it is day, because night is coming when no man can work, and each man's work will become evident, for the day will show it, because it is to be revealed with fire, and the fire itself will test the quality of our work, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God, people of God, this was a like an alarm, hallelujah, in the spirit. Know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is speaking to you today. What are you going to do? Who are you connected to? Now it's time to become intimate with him, learn of him and his desire for your life. Time to make the right connection. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Don't doubt what God has released today in your hearing. Amen. Don't doubt it. I believe with everything that is within me that we are going and are in a shift right now. And he's giving us a strategy. Hallelujah. This word is a tool. Amen. A strategy into this season. Hallelujah. Where you have clarity. Amen. Hallelujah. And you'll walk into your new now. Listen, people of God. He is the Lord God. He is going to do a new thing in this season with the instruction that has been given. He's asking you the question, are you connected? It's vital. It's important. Hallelujah. Because we are at our place of victory. If you are in position, if you have the right connection, receive it in this hour. Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you that you will demonstrate and manifest your mighty word released in this hour through your vessel, Bishop elect Ernest E. Hallelujah, Richard Jr. Amen. My God, today, man of God, with all that's been said, I believe that we would be remiss without doing the most important thing right now. Please, Bishop elect Richard Jr., for those that are listening and those that will be listening on the rebroadcast, would you pray as the Spirit of the Lord would lead you for those who do not know Jesus or who have fallen away, amen, in the sinner's prayer.
Amen. Before I pray, I want to give opportunity and chance for all who are listening. If you've not given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Three things I want you to be aware of. First and foremost, if you don't have a Savior, meaning Jesus, through God's salvation plan found in Romans 10, 8 through 17, I'm going to take it that far down. It's a simple thing. Just acknowledge that you're a sinner and you need a Savior. That's simple. God just wants a relationship with you. God just wants a relationship with you. If you do not have a Savior, if Jesus Christ is not the Savior, acknowledge that you're without him. Next, believe that God sent his son Jesus to die for your sins. It's real simple. He died for you. Jesus didn't have to be brutalized the way he was. People don't understand how badly beaten the Lord Jesus was. They don't understand. They don't understand. And when the scripture says his visage was marred more than any man, and I have somebody here on TikTok right now, Apostle Westbrook, and we're going to lead you, Miss Candace, to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a simple prayer. You believe that God sent his son to die for your sins, and then confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is now the Lord of your life. God isn't expecting you to live perfect from day one. You have to learn how to live this life. It takes time. I've been saved for 43 years. March 3rd will mark 44 years I've been saved. And I still make mistakes. I still fall down. I still have shortcomings. I still have flaws. So I'm trying to let you know there is no perfection in your flesh. The perfection is in your spirit because now you're connected to God through his son, Jesus. Just say this simple prayer with me. And if you believe that God saved you, for those of you that are on TikTok, write, I am saved after we pray. Those of you listening by way of radio, you just say, I am saved and tell somebody that you surrendered your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Just simply say, dear God in heaven, I acknowledge the fact that I'm a sinner. I need a Savior. I heard about your son, Jesus. I believe he died for my sins, every last one of them. And God, you know what they are. You know what they are, God. He died for me. I believe that. Today, I confess Jesus as Lord of my life. Today, begin teaching me how to live for you. By faith, I confess Jesus Christ as Lord of my life. Now, God, teach me how to live a life that's pleasing to you. From this day forward, I belong to you. Let's pray. Precious Father, in the name of Jesus, I first and foremost thank you for those who are giving their heart to you, God. I thank you for bringing the sheep, bringing the sheaves in and for changing their life. Now, God, I pray that you would thrust a perfect laborer around the lives of those individuals that have heard and have made this cry from their heart. Bring somebody around them to teach them how to live saved. Bring somebody around them to share with them how much you love them and how they're the apple of your eye. Bring somebody around them that's going to teach them base biblical principle, that's going to sustain them and help them maintain their walk with you. God, you said whatsoever thing we desire, we pray, believe that we receive it, and we shall have it. And God, by faith, we have it. And by faith, we thank you for it. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Tell somebody that Jesus saved you. Tell somebody, whoever you are listening to me now, tell somebody that Jesus saved you. God bless you, Apostle.
Oh, my God, today, God bless you, man of God, Bishop-elect Ernest E. Richard, Jr. My God, today, what a word. Ah, people of God, your obedience to God brings the blessing, as a man of God said. You must but be in a posture of obedience to what you've just done. Amen, as he has instructed you. Because this declaration, this decree that you've made of the sinner's prayer has placed you on track now. Amen. And now it's time to become intimate with him. Intimate with him. Amen. Into me see, Holy Spirit, everything that needs to be changed. Learn of him and his desire for your life. Hallelujah. And now get up. Hallelujah. Now that you've made this declaration, and don't look back. Whatever God has for you to do, do it. Hallelujah. My God today. Everyone listen. Shabbat the Lord, and expect a great move of God in your lives during this season. This word, amen, should catapult you to another level. We decree and declare your mighty acts, Father God. You are almighty God and all-knowing. Believe God and believe him, people. He can take you from where you are now to where you are to be. Amen. And fulfill your purpose and your destiny in Jesus' name. There is none other like him. Amen. Develop a relationship with him. Find a church home. Find a local church home in the name of Jesus. Some are just, you know, tap into us. Amen. Find us on Facebook. Amen. I know that Bishop-elect is on Facebook. I'm on Facebook. Our producer, Dr. Kimmy Kim, is also on Facebook. And we'll give you that information in just a sec. But I want to say, Father God, fill this broadcast with your glory in closing. And let those who are under the sound of our voice now and later on the rebroadcast will experience a great manifestation of your power and your presence. I feel God. Touch the life and nature of God within them. Change is taking place now. Amen. Change is taking place now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for joining us this Shabbat Saturday, Bishop-elect Richard Jr., my God, today. And for those who may want to reach out to you, man of God, what is the contact information?
I'm going to send you to the church's website. It's pwrtostand.org or pwr, the word T-O, to stand.com. And just leave a message. You can go to my actual box, Pastor E at PWR to stand, and leave me a direct message, and I will respond. I'm also on Facebook as well as all social media. Look for Preacher 719, and if you find any one of my social media pages, just leave me a message, and I'll do my best to respond to you as soon as possible.
Amen, amen. And I'll just put a plug in also on Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. You can also hear Bishop-elect, amen, on Thursday evenings with the Pastor's Corner, hallelujah, and guest panelists, glory to God, on Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, in Jesus' name. Listen, all, I am your host, Apostle Dawn. And for those who may want to contact me, I can be found on Facebook at PD Westbrook, on YouTube at Healing Mountains Ministries International, and Elation Radio and Clubhouse Shabbat Saturday. And you may also email me at Healing Mountains Ministries, all one word, at gmail.com. Amen. And again, please, thank you for being with us on today, but please join us and come back next Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, glory to God, for another Shabbat Saturday. Hallelujah. And we are so grateful for this platform, and thank you, Dr. Kimmy Kim, our producer. May the Lord God continue to use you, great woman of God. Now please close us out. Shalom, everyone.
Podcast Christopher, you should be a you. The last thing I want to
say, I have given up.
Don't have to block you, but I know
figured what's the use.
Oh,